in Jesus' name.
We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you, and since it has, feel free to contact us at P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. Or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Don't tell somebody, say, you say, get loaded.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
After all. Good morning. God bless you all, my Christian friends. This is the Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church out of Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Pastor Chris Augustine Sr. We are pleased to be a part of this radio ministry. Please join the service already in progress.
We'll change. The
miracle began.
Yes, sir.
In our lives. Enable us to wake up this morning.
Yes, sir.
And see another day. To this honorable, distinguished pastor, Pastor Fletcher, to the other pulpit company, to all of you that are members of this church and various churches. We thank God for this privilege to my wife, amen, and my missing children. We thank God for this privilege again, musicians and ushers.
Well, honor.
We thank God for this privilege. I don't know about you, but I don't think that God have to do what he do.
Amen.
Amen. Every morning that we've been getting up and feeling good and looking at the beautiful sunshine, God don't have to do that.
Yes, sir.
Some people feel that he have to do this, but God don't have to do this. Some of us feel so grouchy, we don't speak, we don't, amen,
yes,
look
sir.
How beautiful the skyline
yes, sir.
Is,
yes, sir.
And health and strength,
yeah.
Amen, so we just thankful to God, to
amen.
The First Lady of this church, and to all preacher wives, minister wives, we thank God for you, Sister Raymond,
amen,
and all that beats here, we ask your prayer,
yes, sir.
Amen, we thank so much of your pastor. Amen. And they still love him down in my area.
Amen.
Amen. Humbleness will take you a long way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Take you a long way. And kindness take you even further.
Yeah.
Amen. My prayer is always for God to keep me humble in all that I do.
Yes, sir.
And we thank God for your kindness since we've been here.
Amen.
We haven't been able to keep up with your kindness. We just went. Yesterday, my wife and I just went and hid out in our room from everybody because, amen, you just want to go and do and this and that. And we thank Sister Charlotte for
amen.
Her,
amen,
kindness. It's just a family when you're with God's people.
Well,
amen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. God had smiled on me.
Yes, sir.
He had set me free.
Yes, sir.
Oh, God had
yes, sir.
Smiled on me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He's been good
yeah.
to me.
Somebody ought to hear
yes,
me
sir.
Say that.
Yeah.
Oh, God had smiled. Me free.
Thank you.
by the rivers of Babylon. There we sat down.
Yes, sir.
Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hung our hearts upon the willows in the midst of it. For there are those who carried us away captive required of us a song. And those who plundered us required of us mirth. Saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion.
Yes, sir.
How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? Or in a strange land?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
All right.
Hallelujah.
We thank God today for his word.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And for this, again, great pastor. And I think that people are great when they know God.
Yes.
Because they know how to act with other folks.
Okay.
In our text today, there is an answer to the question, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Come on, come on.
The answer to that is that sometime you got to praise God anyhow.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes in situations that we encounter in our lives.
Yes, sir.
You got to praise God anyhow.
Anyhow.
Or anyway.
Yes, sir.
These people that are in question today have been carried away to Babylon.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
They have been disobedient to God.
Yes,
as far as God's will.
Yes, sir.
Right.
And when we are disobedient to the will of God,
yes, sir.
Then God will give opportunity to Satan,
yes, sir.
To come and devour us,
yes, sir.
Yeah.
Or come and carry us to a strange land.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Strange lands are familiar to all of us.
Yes, sir.
For before we met God, we were in a strange land.
Yes, sir.
Before God, amen, acquainting himself to us, we were all captive in our own self.
Yes, sir.
Jesus reminds me when he said, I come to set the captives free.
Yes, sir.
Man may not understand or may not know that he is his worst enemy.
Yes, sir.
We look around and we criticize everybody else and we talk about everybody else.
Yes, sir.
Try to put down everybody else, but we are our worst enemies.
Yes, sir.
Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Whatever we do or whatever we say during this day, when we lay down tonight, we only lay down with ourselves.
Yes, sir.
And we have to live with ourselves.
Yes, sir.
And if there is any God in us,
yes, sir.
Then he, through the conviction of the Holy Spirit, will tell us where our faults are.
Yes, sir.
But some of us, we are too stiff-necked.
Yes, sir.
And too hard-hearted.
Yes, sir.
All right.
And too set and prone in our own way.
Yes, sir.
To hear the word from the Lord.
Yes, sir.
The Israelites had been and still is. This is the still the love story that God has with us today.
Yes, sir.
Over and over and over and over and over again.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
God revisit them.
Yes, sir.
They now have been carried away into Babylon. And they are down by the rivers of Babylon.
Yes, sir.
They're down there during the irrigation for the Babylonians.
Yes, sir.
Irrigating from the rivers, digging trenches from the rivers of Babylon and to the fields of the Babylonians.
Yes, sir.
All right.
That their grain and their corn and their wheat and all the produce products and produce that they have planted.
Yes, sir.
And crops that they have planted in their fields